Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Man, I enjoy these lessons. You learn so much. And I thank God that we can, you know, put it on the web like that. Because I believe we got an audience out there. All right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
And last week we made it to Acts chapter 9, verse 18. And you can see the handiwork of the Lord on Saul's life. Verse 17 reads, "And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received food and meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus." Now he received the Holy Spirit. At this point, remember, he was a Bible scholar. He studied the Torah. He loved the law. He heard what Stephen said.
It's true.
And he was kicked. At first, he kicked against the pricks. Then he repented. He got saved. He believed on Jesus. He got saved. And now the Holy Spirit's. When we get saved, the Holy Spirit is in us. When we're baptized, he's upon us. We're baptized in the Holy Spirit. So, the Holy Spirit is an interpreter. He helps us understand the rightly divided word, the word in its purest meaning. And this is what happened to Paul. Mm-hmm. And every experience with the Holy Spirit is wonderful. The Lord can make things, he can make things so plain. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about Charles Capps earlier. I used to confess that I love God's will. I started seeing a pattern. God would want to do something and men would want to do something else. Even Moses, you know, the Lord wanted to do something. Moses would pray. Now sometimes he was interceding and he stopped Israel from getting wiped out through his prayers. But sometimes when the Lord wants to do something, it's better for it to happen. Especially the things, I always encourage people to pay more attention to what he brings to you. You know, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, in fact, all the prophets, they would write about how the word of the Lord came to them saying. Now, this was beyond their faith because they didn't know to ask for it. They didn't know to believe God for these specific things, but the Lord would come, would bring something to them, sometimes a vision, sometimes a dream. When that happens, it's up to you to stick with it. And that's why I pray that for God's will in my life, and I confess that I'll do it and stick with it, because that's what's going to work. And we see the direction of the Holy Spirit. Jesus told Paul where to go. He prepared somebody to pray for him. And now he received the Holy Spirit. And he's on a greater journey now. He's on God's side. He's strengthened to do God's will. All right, verse 19. "And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. And then was saw certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God." And that was good, because he was a Pharisee, and he knew how they used to interpret it. Now he knows it the right way. Verse 21. "But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came here for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest?" But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Now it seems to me like the Holy Spirit was operating in Saul's life. He knew what they were up to. There have been times in my life the Lord has shown me plots and things people are attempting to do, or what's in their heart. And then when it happened, I'm not surprised. The Lord, he'll guide you into all truth. It's not always pleasant or favorable, but it's true. At that point, you have to trust him. So, because he's trying to protect you. But their laying await was known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. And the disciples took him by night and laid him down by the wall in a basket. And some people say Paul was a small man because he fit in the basket, but they make baskets of every size. I can fit in a basket. And I'm somewhat normal sized, I guess. Verse 26, and when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. You know, Barnabas knew where the apostles were. And when I read that this morning, I thought about something. The Holy Spirit is wise in all that he does. And the chief priests were always trying to capture the apostles. And they could have been in a secret place. I don't know. But it just said Barnabas took him there. Verse 28, and he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and set him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. When we're at peace, that's when we're the most effective. Be at peace, because that's when you can enjoy the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And I endeavor to remain at peace, because that's when you make your best decisions. If you have to make a major decision, don't do it when you're frustrated. Make those kind of decisions under peace. In verse 32, and it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all the quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately, and all that dwelt in Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. You know, in these days, revivals follow miracles. And I believe that's going to happen some more. You know, Pastor said, lay hands on people. When the Lord touched their life, they have a new and healthy respect for the Lord.
That's the truth.
And it works. At work, there's a lady named Brenda. Anytime somebody in their family gets sick, she'll come and she'll say, we need to pray for this prayer. And they always get healed. She'll come back the next day, well, they didn't find nothing. and we just rejoice, you know. And she started listening to the word like I do. She walk around just as happy. Anyway, when the Lord is moving like that, that's how you know, we want people to get saved. Every time one person gets saved, everybody that know them are affected. Their children get better advice. Their cousins, their friends, you know, they start praying for people. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to ask them if they believe in healing after they've gotten healed, because they believe it now. verse 37, and it came to pass in those days that she was sick. Well, I skipped a few verses. Mm-hmm. Verse 36, now there was at Joppa a certain damsel named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deed, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And for as much as Lydia was near to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Now, Brother Horton brought this out so perfectly. She was doing something, and when they knew Peter was near, they went and got Peter.
That's true.
And people that are outstanding, you know, there were outstanding. The lady that talked to me about the Holy Spirit, her name was Mom Power. I never forget her. And somebody like that, if something happened, you want to pray for them, because they blessed you.
I know what you mean.
You know it.
I know what you mean.
Back in those days, I didn't know that the Lord. I was saved, but I didn't know the Lord would talk to you. I had heard, you know, a guy named Chris Lucas. He said that he knew somebody that said they heard from the Lord. Well, Mom Powell, I was helping her. She said the Lord told me this. After that, I started helping her with her groceries every time she came. And the Holy Spirit helped me out, because if I saw her in another line, I'd hurry up and sack groceries, and I'd make my way out there to help her out. I wanted to hear what she had to say. And
glory,
she was, you know, that kind of, she was like this lady to them. A blessing. And eventually the Lord started talking to me. But we need people like that. And we have to protect people like
sowing
that.
Sowing and reaping, brother.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
True.
And when the hard time comes, you can just think about something they said.
Praise the Lord.
You know it?
My biggest thing is, what did they pray for, you know, to raise her up?
They didn't have the faith.
That's right.
They didn't have.
That's right.
They had to remember, this is new to everybody, new to the apostles.
Uh-huh.
This is not like our days. Now, our days,
mm-hmm.
We got the whole 66 books.
Yeah.
They didn't have our books.
We're without where we are.
Yeah.
Jesus and everything saw us, he'd probably tell us exactly what he told the Pharisees. You know, if they would have seen what you got, if y'all had what you got,
mm-hmm.
they would have repented.
Well, Paul did say that in the 12th chapter. Mm-hmm. He's saying, he introduced us to all the old patriarchs in the 11th chapter that used their faith. Mm-hmm. He said, now let us run.
Mm-hmm. Let us run.
Let's get in some motion here, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's lay aside every weight and sin and put our focus on Jesus.
Amen. Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
The author and the finisher of our faith.
Wow.
You know what I've seen? I've seen a lot of people wrestle with the Holy Ghost. He presents something. The problem is not him. He's telling people what to do, but they're not doing it. They're wrestling with it.
Amen.
Okay. All right, we'll wrap up. Then Peter rose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing him the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with him. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turned himself to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon of Tanna. Now, a revival follows miracles, even if you don't see the end result. When you lay hands on the sick, they get up, and they're going to go and tell, well, so-and-so laid hands on me, and the Lord healed me. And then they're going to get on the phone. Hey, sister so-and-so just got healed. She doesn't have cancer anymore. Yeah. Well, I thought she was going to die, but she didn't die.
Yeah.
So-and-so laid hands on me, and then they get on the phone.
Yeah.
Revival follows miracles. And when whatever the Lord initiate, that's what's going to work. He saw it a long time ago. He planned it. His plans don't fail. We have to be activated to activate those plans. And remain it. It's going to take time. It's just like corn growing. Be in faith, be at peace, and watch God move. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the laws of sowing and reaping. I thank you for your passion towards your people. Help us to do all this in your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
I want to say something with regard to what Mary Ward said a little bit ago. You're right, Mary. There was undoubtedly, it says prayer was made, the whole church was praying for Peter, not just them folks that was in that one house.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were... That wasn't the whole church right there in that house. So there were other folks praying.
Yeah.
I'll have to, you know, we got to, you know.
There was a few thousand people saved.
That's true. Yeah. There were thousands of folks, and they weren't all in that house. Mm-hmm. So there were, and it said throughout the church they were praying for Peter.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You're right about that. That was a good point you brought out. Praise the Lord.
I'm glad she called that. I overread that many times. Yeah. I never saw that.
Yep. That was good. That was good. That's a good point.
The Holy Ghost saw it.
That's right. That's true.
The Holy Ghost.